We hand you over to Mayor Hamilton Holder at the microphones, who will officially declare Port of Spain a mundialized city.
Your Lordship, Honorable Minister of Local Government, Mr. Mayor of Arima, Mr. President of the Senate, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. At this stage in the ceremony, I, as Mayor of Port of Spain, shall read to you the Declaration of Mundialization. I, Joseph Hamilton Holder, Mayor of the City of Port of Spain, having been directed by the citizens of Port of Spain to proceed with the mundialization of this city, do hereby declare that as from this day, Friday, August 30th, 1968, Port of Spain is formally mundialized, whereby we, the citizens, pledge to observe and uphold the Universal Declaration of Human Rights of the United Nations, and to join with all other cities of the world in the pursuit of peace, justice, and friendly cooperation. To demonstrate this, we shall from this day forward fly at our town hall the United Nations flag alongside the flag of Trinidad and Tobago. I further declare in the presence of His Honor, the Mayor of St. Catharines, Ontario, Mr. Mackenzie Chown, that the city of Port of Spain is hereby officially twinned with the city of St. Catharines. Congratulations. I'll now invite His Lordship to say a few words, especially to those members of the citizenry of Port of Spain who are beyond the barriers, so to speak. His Lordship Mackenzie Chown.
Mr. Mayor, Your Worship, Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, and ladies and gentlemen, may I say how delighted I am to be able to participate in this mundialization and twinning ceremony. And Mr. Mayor, may I, as a symbol of the twinning, ask that you receive from me, on behalf of the citizens of St. Catharines, a flag which represents, which is our city flag, and which I would like you to have as a symbol of the twinning which has taken place today. Mr. Mayor, I take this opportunity to briefly make a few comments as I and the members of my delegation witness the formal mundialization and twinning ceremony. We have just taken part in an act of symbolism as we mundialized Port of Spain and as we twinned our cities. But I hope that, and I express the view that the real challenge still lies ahead of us. For I think our task at this time and our responsibility surely is to translate into concrete terms the symbols which we have just endorsed. And I am happy to say that with me today as I visit Port of Spain are a group representative of our twinning committee and who, together with their counterparts in Port of Spain, I am sure will be working to the translation of this symbolism into concrete action. And I would like, Mr. Mayor, if I could, to tell you who they are and have them recognized. We have with us, of course, Mrs. Jean Stanway, who is one of the spark plugs of the organization. And together with Mrs. Stanway is Mr. Larry Holleran, who represents our local radio station. We have with us also Mr. and Mrs. Maitland, and Mrs. Maitland is the president of the United Nations Association in St. Catharines, and she is the lady who presented your mayor with the United Nations flag. Representing the Rotary Club of St. Catharines, we have Mr. Chuck Hoople, representing the St. Catharines Standard our local newspaper in St. Catharines, we have Mr. Bill Stevens representing Brock University, our new university in St. Catharines. We have Dr. Jackson, and representing the Kiwanis Club, the Garden City Kiwanis Club of St. Catharines, we have Dr. Osedets. And I know that on their behalf, they would have me say how pleased they are with the welcome they have received and how they look forward to working with their counterparts in Trinidad and in Port of Spain to bring into concrete form the symbols we have discussed today. It seems to me that one of the areas in which I personally hope we will see progress is in our young people and in education, where I feel there are opportunities for us to join hands and move forward together. I had the rare privilege this morning, together with the rest of the delegation, to meet and chat with your Governor General. And one of the things that we mentioned as we discussed the world of tomorrow that we must all share was the disparity there is in economic terms. And we discussed, too, the outstanding example your nation has given to the world of tolerance and learning to live with our fellow citizens. And he expressed the view, which I endorse at this time, that it is to the young people of today that we must look for a solution to some of this world's problems. And it is these young people who will one day be the leaders of nations, the leaders of your nation, the leaders of my country. And it is surely one of their responsibilities and challenges to overcome the difficulties we face in terms of peace and conflict in the world today. And so I hope that in this one particular aspect, Mr. Mayor, we will see an opportunity to exchange visits, perhaps to exchange scholarships between our university in St. Catharines and perhaps between our secondary schools. For as I have said, it is my deep and firm conviction that with these young people lies the hope for the future. And may I just make one final comment in closing. We have also endorsed today the mundialization of Port of Spain. And we are reminded, as you have said earlier, Mr. Mayor, of the principles of the United Nations. And surely, when we think of recent events in Europe, we are reminded how important a task the United Nations still has to try and bring understanding and peace among our peoples of the world. And we share with you the conviction that the United Nations is one of the devices which we must look to and work with to bring peace and order to our world. Mr. Mayor, it has been a pleasure for me to witness, together with my delegation, this ceremony and to say we look forward in the months ahead to working with you to translate the principles endorsed today into concrete action. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Lordship.
Would the visitors from St. Catherine come up on the platform here to join His Lordship the Mayor?
And following this assembly
Spain,
by the visitors from St. Catharines, Mayor Chan and his party will be escorted to Mayor Holder's parlor, where the visitor's book will be signed. And at this point, since we have been here for very many minutes, so ends a simple but impressive ceremony that will go down in the history books of our city and those of the United Nations. We have been twinned with St. Catharines, the Garden City, and mundialized.